On this Monday afternoon, let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. Mark Russo is here. He is with Brisk Pulse out of Chicago. Hey, Mark, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here, Todd.
So all the talk is the cold and snowy weather, especially in the Northwest. Let's start with the cold, because that looks like it drifts down into a good part of the Corn Belt. What do we see in the coming few days?
Yeah, well, as we look out for the next 4 days or so, temperatures actually for much of the Corn Belt will be biased warmer than normal, especially in the eastern Corn Belt. But it's the cold that's now in the process of flowing into the northern plains that then is going to expand and encompass much of the Midwest coming up over the upcoming weekend and on into the start of next week. Now, the coldest mornings across the Midwest are going to take place on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday mornings, with then the coldest readings being in areas of the northwest and western part of the Corn Belt. In fact, the way that the cold looks to be set up, we are forecasting temperatures of 28 to 32 degrees across far western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota and eastern South Dakota, northwest Iowa, as well as northeast Nebraska. That's the coldest readings or coldest area expected with this surge of cold for the weekend and early next week.
As if that weren't bad enough, it also comes along, I think, in some areas with snowfall. Can you tell me about this?
Yeah, out ahead of the cold air coming in is going to be a significant autumnal snowstorm, primarily centered across the Dakotas, and that extends into southern Manitoba, Canada as well, and across much of the Dakota region here coming up. We are forecasting totals ranging anywhere from about 3 to 6 inches on the lighter side to over a foot in some locations. And that area with the highest risk of seeing a foot plus of snow, it looks to be the east central areas of North Dakota and then into southern Manitoba. And that snow is going to be accompanied by very windy conditions. But at this time, it looks to be followed by at least a stretch of generally drier weather for much of next week. So, but nonetheless, it's a significant snow event coming up.
I'd like to come back to the cold for just a moment. What do you watch in order to predict how cold it will be and where the coldest places might be?
Oh, Todd, good question. Using a combination of both where the center of the polar air mass or the high pressure system coming in, the areas closest to the center of that air mass will traditionally see the most radiative cooling and where the coldest temperatures will be. So that's one factor. The second factor is actually snow cover. And in a situation like what we're going to have, some of the coldest readings will be in areas closest to where the thicker snowpack is going to be. So kind of using those two metrics is what we're determining as part of our temperature forecast.
It'll be bad enough that it snows, but getting even colder on top of that will be far worse. Hey, thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.